Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's your time on Her Radio. Ask your questions or comment at askher@radiomd.com. Time to ask her.
Hey, I'm Dr. Pam Peek. It's Ask Her time. And thank you so much for emailing us at askher@radiomd.com. We got great questions. The first one, how can I stay motivated and stick to a healthy eating plan? Oh boy, there's the $60,000 question. All right, so it's easier than you actually think. Just keep it simple, please. The first thing is eat real, whole foods you love. Don't be eating foods you don't like. All right, I know, kale. Yeah, we've been there. Now, when you're looking at eating real whole foods you love, that means you have to do trial and error. Experiment. Find out what you like. Take some time. Come on, man. You know how much time you spend trying to dress yourself, doing this color, that color, what works, what doesn't. You spend a lot of time doing that, honey. I know I do. So come on. Spend some time doing this for your tum-tum, because guess what? The return on investment is an awesome body, lots of energy, and you're going to look great. So the second one is, please, look ahead for all the little bumps and speed bumps and the brick walls and plan for all of these. Don't be walking into this with some kind of airy-fairy, everything's going to be just fine. No, it's not. Life isn't that way. Life is full of all kinds of challenges and stresses. Think about your triggers. Think about people who maybe you don't want to spend a whole lot of time with, who, you know, kind of trigger you and get you going down the wrong place. Surround yourself with new tribal members who think like you, eat like you, work out like you, hang out with a healthy lifestyle. If you have to go find them, then work it. Work it, girlfriends. Go on out there and find them. Sometimes, also, it's great to make it public. Yeah, you might want to tell a couple people. You know, you don't have to Facebook it necessarily, but, I mean, just get on out there and say a few things to a few people saying, you know, can you help support me with this? If I got a little rough time, can you help me a little bit? There's tons of online communities, all kinds of great people to help support you. So work it. Find out where they hang out. And here's a great one. Don't be a perfectionist. You heard me. In my book, Body for Life for Women, I made sure that one of the rules of the power mind is progress, not perfection. Play the 80-20 rule. That is 80% of the time, really hit it. 20% of the time, there's some slipping and sliding. It's okay. Nobody died here, right? So all you have to do is try to do whatever you can not to binge. That's the most important thing. What's triggering you for that? Ask yourself two questions when something's in front of you, food or beverage, right? Say, number one, if I consume this, will I feel out of control? The second question, if I consume this, will I feel shame, blame, and guilt? If the answer is yes and yes, run. That's right. Get the heck out of there, because whatever it is, honey, it ain't working for you. All right, so that's how you stay motivated and stick to a healthy eating plan. And there's a lot more, too. You can also get my book, The Hunger Fix by Dr. Pam Peek, because, oh boy, does that hit it, especially with food addiction and overeating. All right, second question, is Greek yogurt healthier than regular yogurt? What the heck is regular yogurt? The bottom line is most of the Greek yogurts out there, the best ones to get are the ones with none of that sugary junk in them. You know, the syrupy stuff at the bottom or to the side. Blah. You know, you don't need that. What you want is just wonderful plain yogurt, right? You can get that Fage yogurt, the Greek Fage, and it gives you so much protein, upwards of 20 grams of protein, and it is fabulous. I get like the 1 or 2% fat because you want to have that delicious, satisfying fat in it. Please avoid the syrupy junk. That's the biggest difference between them. Look on the nutrition label where it says simple sugars. Rot-row. On the regular, and I quote, ones with the syrupy stuff and a boatload of extra added sugar in it, you're going to see like, oh my gosh, you know, 20 grams of sugar in there. Run! No. What I do is I take just one of the plain yogurts. I add blueberries. I put walnuts in there, maybe some chia seeds or flaxseed. I'm loving it. And you will too. So do it that way. That's the biggest difference between both of them. You really want to make sure that you take advantage of all the protein, as well as, you know, maybe just a teeny bit of carbohydrate. If you want to add a little stevia, which is the herbal that doesn't have any calories in it, please do. You know, and even a teeny bit of raw honey works like a charm too. So that's good. Okay, now, third question, is walking as effective as running? This is a bit of a trick question, right? You know, a lot of the research has shown that, yeah, running may be best for weight loss and all the rest of it. But listen, I got to tell you something. Brisk walking, doing it like high-intensity interval training, getting on out there and not walking like a flipping zombie. Stop looking at the zombie TV shows, man. They're like the worst. All right? Get on out there and put some energy into it, girlfriends. Come on. You know, put on your sneakers and find a hill. Don't break out in the hives when you see a hill. Just attack the sucker. Just get on up there. And that means your heart rate's up. You're sweating, right? You're concentrating. And then, give yourself a recovery. You could spend 20 minutes, 30 minutes, even 15 minutes. And all you got to do is just keep doing a high-intensity interval training, which means warm up for 5 minutes, and then for about 30 seconds to 60 seconds, kill it. Just kill it. And then recovery, you know, right back to that moderate level again, and then kill it again. Now, what if there's no hill? What if you live in Florida, you know? Then what you want to do is crank up the speed, obviously. And so don't be walking along at 3 miles an hour. Oh, so boring. Instead, you want to just, how about that 4 mile an hour? How about just picking it up where you're not comfortable talking? I want to see some sweat here. I don't care if it's winter or what it is. You need to sweat. That's what happens in high intensity interval training. We call it HIIT, H-I-I-T. So it doesn't matter what you're doing. That's really good. Now, the issue I have with running, I love running. Obviously, you know I'm a triathlete. I've done marathon, all the rest of it. Running's hard on your knees. It's hard on your body. If you want to do a little jogging, you know, just sort of up and down, a little bit of jogging, a little bit of running, and then take it back down again. I love the walk run of Jeff Galloway's program. Look him up, Jeff Galloway, Olympian. And that's a very safe way to do it. I would not run if you're heavy, if you're obese. No, it's very, very bad on your knees because you're taking upwards of two times your body weight on your knees, and you're going to do a real number on them. If you're dropping weight, that's a great thing. Okay, look forward to running when you get to a point where your weight is going to be okay to be able to do the run. Meanwhile, brisk walk it. You see, I'm all about safety here. I want you to be safe when you do this. So when in doubt, brisk walk it, get that high intensity interval training in there, and you'll be perfectly fine. Either way, it's a great way to take good care of yourself and get your fitness in. All right. So we've been looking now at three questions. How can I stay motivated, stick to a healthy eating plan? You heard me, right? No binging here, but don't be a perfectionist. Really study your triggers, know your tribal members, change it up. Give yourself an environment that helps support it. And you know that Greek yogurt, plain yogurt, it's, you know, sauce it up with wonderful blueberries and blackberries, maybe a little bit of stevia or raw honey in there and walnuts. Man, you're rocking it. And avoid that syrupy crap. And then is walking as effective as running? You heard me. I said brisk walking is fantastic. Run only when you've got that weight and the appropriate body composition so you don't hurt your knees and your other weight-bearing joints. Well, there you have it. So, I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. If you got another health question, come on, email it to us at askher@radiomd.com. We're all ears. We love to hear from you. And listen to our podcast on Radio MD. And stay well.